Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, everyone. Hi, I'm Dr. Terry, and thanks for listening. I hope you're having a great, super wonderful day. Today, we're going to be talking about you and becoming more self-aware of yourself and how you think and act in relationships. The color code is a revolutionary personality test which assesses your general way of interacting with those around you. And it uses color as the categorization tool to help you learn about yourself and you in relationships. And once you learn about your color code, you'll be able to make sense and understand all the relationships in your life. Now, my guest today to tell us about the color code personality test is Jeremy Daniel. He is the Vice President of Training and the lead trainer for Color Code International. Jeremy's been training and consulting with Color Code for over 15 years, and he's worked with people and top-level executives all over the country to help them use the tools and insights provided by the Color Code. Now, Jeremy says that if you'd like to improve a relationship with anyone in your life, gain an advantage at the office, or just get to know yourself a little bit better, he invites you to take the free personality test and give Color Code a try at colorcode.com. Now, I've never met Jeremy in person, but I know, because I've talked to him on the phone and via email, that he feels great satisfaction and joy when he hears how people's lives and relationships are forever changed because of what they've learned from the color code. Also, I know that he personally has four children, ages 4 to 15, and he lives in Hawaii. Now, how cool is that? He also has a degree in sociology, which is near and dear to my own personal heart because I was trained as a sociologist as well. So thanks and welcome to the program, Jeremy.
Thank you. No, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Great. Now, before we even get to the personality test, what is it like living in Hawaii and what island do you live on? I've never asked you that, actually.
Yeah, no. Thank you for asking. It's great. It's wonderful living in Hawaii, as you might imagine. It's different, I think, in people's minds because they come here on vacation. And so when you live here day to day, things do change a little bit. But I got to say, it is hard to beat. I mean, we've got palm trees. We've got the ocean. I can walk to the beach in just a few minutes. My kids love it here. They can play outside all year round.
I went to Hawaii on my honeymoon 25 years ago. And just like you said, I remember it as this very wonderful, beautiful, water-oriented place. But like you said, anywhere you live, right, you have to go to work and you have to do regular things so you're not on vacation.
That's right. But, you know, it's pretty close to like living in vacation. So I got to be honest about that. You know, it's not a hard life. It's
and
a great life.
Do you surf? I have to ask you, do you surf?
I do surf. Yeah, I learned how to surf once I came out here. I'd always wanted to do it growing up. I thought it was like the coolest thing. And I grew up going to California a lot on vacation with my family, but we always just would bodyboard. And so I never really tried surfing until I came out to Hawaii. And, you know, starting surfing a little bit later in life, you know, I think at the time I was probably mid-30s. And it's definitely like you have an advantage if you start young, for sure, because, you know, you have to, I don't know, there's just a certain amount of flexibility and coordination that goes along with surfing. But I can attest to that too.
When you're younger, your body has more flexibility as well. And you have four children, ages 4 to 15. That's a household.
Yeah. I feel like we're always busy and usually pretty tired chasing all these kids around, but they're a joy. It's a great crew. I think I told you last time, I'm not 100% sure if I did or not, but you know, I'm a firm believer that relationships and families are are built in many ways, not just in one traditional way. And so we have one daughter who's biologically ours, and then we have three adopted kids. And so we have kind of an interesting little crew. And to answer your previous question, we're actually on Oahu, up on the North Shore.
Oh, you're on Oahu. Wow. So how did you get interested then in, you know, relationships and personality, and what makes other people tick in terms of how they feel and act and think in relationships? How did you get started in all of that?
Well, I'm a super social person, and I love to connect with others, and I love to, I feel a lot of joy from relationships in general, mm-hmm. whether they be familial or social or whatever they might be, even work-oriented relationships. And so that's always been a big part of my just makeup, I think. And mm-hmm. when I saw The Color Code presented back in 1998, it really struck a chord with me. I just knew that it was special, and I knew that it was something that I wanted to be a part of. And really, I pursued that, and it's been part of my life ever since.
Now, before we get to the actual personality test itself, Jeremy, does what you do with Color Code and the training affect you as a father and as a husband?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
How so? Do you take it back and tell your kids about it? Have your kids taken the personality test?
They have, yeah. Well, those that are old enough to have done it. And right. I have my guesses about the younger kids too. But so I'll give you a little snapshot of my family, shall I?
Yes, absolutely. I would love that.
Okay. So, and you know, honestly, I have to give pretty much all the credit to my wife, who is just an amazing human being and just the light of my life for sure. And she's a red. So she's very driven.
And what is a red? So we should tell everybody first that there are four colors. Okay. There's red, blue, yellow, and white, correct?
Correct.
And that you take this personality test online, and then it gives you a categorization of a color. So when you say that your wife is red, what does that mean?
So reds are motivated. So let me give you a little context here on Color Code real quick. And then I'll tell you about my red wife. But we do have
that sounds like she's so hot, actually. Red sounds like red that hot. Person is red so hot. Passionate and hot.
In many ways. But yes, you're correct. We do use those colors, red, blue, white, and yellow. And it doesn't mean that you look good in the color red, or you like the color red, or that you're in autumn or anything like that. It's just a simple metaphor to help you remember what the style really means. And so what makes the color code different from maybe a Myers-Briggs or a DISC, or, you know, other personality assessments that are out there. I mean, you can go online and find out what kind of dog you are, for heaven's sakes. I mean, there are a lot of different things out there. I'm a golden retriever, by the way. But
so you've done the other personality tests as well, right? You've done the Myers-Briggs and all of those.
I like to see what's out there. Yeah, yes. I'm an ENTJ and Myers-Briggs. But, I'm fascinated with people, and I'm fascinated with approach. What makes the color code approach different, though, from any other approach that I've seen is we're not based on behavior. We're not about what people do. We're really based on motive. So we focus more on why people do what they do, which in my mind is even more insightful, because you get a little snapshot into what makes them tick. And that's where the colors come in. So back to red, blue, white, and yellow, what they really are is just a little mnemonic device to help us remember what each color is motivated by, what their driving core motive is. And the way that we think about—
When you say motivated, before we get to that, Jeremy, when you say motivated to think, motivated to act, what are we talking about motivation for everything?
Kind of all of the above. So when people talk about personality, they usually talk, you know, in the common vernacular, they're talking about all of the little quirks and nuances that make you unique. Right. There's only one Dr. Terry. And right. even though your core might be red, blue, white, or yellow, no two blues are ever exactly alike. Okay. So what are all those little quirks and nuances that make you you? Your behaviors, your values, the way that you think, the way that you feel, your instincts, preferences, your emotional needs and wants, all of those things are really connected to what makes you unique as a personality. And so with the color code, we talk about an element that we call your driving core motive. Mm-hmm. And your driving core motive in our model forms the base of your personality, and it influences all those other parts. It's like the engine that powers a vehicle.
Right. And, you know, psychologists do argue exactly what you're saying, that our motivation drives everything in our lives, our partners, our friends, what we do with our families, like you said, our attitudes, our values. Just want to clarify that for listeners as well, that that's psychology as well. Okay. So
absolutely. And to your point, you can override that motivation. You can make your own decisions. And that's what I love, too, is, you know, we definitely believe that free will is the cornerstone of the human existence. I mean, that's we can make choices. And so even though we might have these motivating impulses to think or feel or act in certain ways, ultimately, we can choose other ways, too, if we find that it's more appropriate for a situation. Or because we know that it will strengthen a relationship, right? If we don't just go with our knee-jerk reaction, and I think that's sometimes where we get in trouble in relationships, is we just go with our knee-jerk, or we want to force the other person to see the world the way that we see it. And when that happens, then we engage in conflict, and we forget to appreciate the subtle differences that exist.
And celebrate those differences. So you do believe then that even though someone, listeners, may go on and get a color, that they can actually change over time, so that a blue isn't always a blue or doesn't have to always be a blue, right?
Sort of. Not exactly. So we don't believe that you can change your core color. But you can certainly learn any of the gifts that any of the four colors bring to the table. And sadly, you can also learn the limitations. Not everybody gets better, as you know. So just because we might say, yes, you're a blue, that doesn't mean that you can't be focused like a red, or a good listener like a white, or more socially inclined like a yellow. You can do all of those things, and you can learn all of those things, and you can unlearn bad behaviors. But what we're really trying to do is give people a sense of self-awareness so that they can start to develop more EQ-related skill sets.
Mm-hmm. And understand others in relation to them. So let's just get to the colors first, because we started with your wife, who's red. She's motivated by
power. So reds are motivated by power, blues by intimacy, whites by peace, and yellows by fun. And to understand power, you have to know that reds, it doesn't mean that they're power hungry per se, because I think sometimes that word has a negative feel to it. What's your reaction to the word power?
Oh, absolutely, Jeremy. I thought, boy, you know, she wants to control every situation.
And not necessarily, right? And in fact, blues are actually more controlling than reds when you look at it.
And by the way, I'm a blue. I took the test, listeners, and I'm motivated. I thought it said by intimacy, and I wasn't surprised, because I'm always motivated by relationships and understanding people in terms of relationships, which, as the love doctor, that wasn't surprising.
Yeah, good fit for you. Good fit for you, for sure.
But now you're saying, though, that blues are motivated by power as well?
No, I was saying that they can be more controlling than reds. So we were defining power, and I said that it's not necessarily that they want to be controlling or that they're power hungry. Really, what we mean by power is that reds want to move from point A to point B in the quickest, most efficient way possible. Right? They like to get things done. They like to be productive. They like efficiency. They love competence. And it's just about accomplishing and moving forward. They're very visionary, very leadership oriented, typically.
Essentially what you're saying then about reds is that they're goal oriented. They like to do and accomplish things.
They're always thinking 10 years down the road. So yeah, they're always thinking, where do I want to be in 2027? And what should I be doing today to get myself to that point? Because if I wait until 2026, is too late, right? Oh, so they're very goal-driven, absolutely.
I like that. I bet my daughter is a red. Okay, now blues. Blues are motivated by intimacy. So give us a picture of someone like me.
Yeah, absolutely. So blues, they love. So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I know you're interviewing me, but is it okay if I throw out a question or two back
to you? Oh, I'm fine with that, Jeremy. I love it.
So, okay, I got a couple questions for you. As a blue, if I were to ask you how you feel about people who are fake or phony, what would you say?
I would say that they are insecure, and I would be empathetic or sympathetic with them. But I wouldn't tend to be friends with that kind of person or have a relationship with that person.
Okay, great. Yeah, and that's very common for blues, is they just kind of say, you know what, I don't have room for that in my life. Mm-hmm. So please, you know, just stay away. And no, you're in the profession, so you help and you build bridges and you help people overcome those things. But most people who are not doing what you're doing, if they're blue, they just go, stay away from me. You know, I can't handle this, because blues want you to be genuine. So my second question for you is, I would like to know how many friends you have.
Wow. Now that's a really good question. I have many friends, a few really, really good friends, a lot of friends, and a lot of acquaintances. That's how I would describe it.
I love it. Now here's the fun part. We didn't rehearse this.
I'm sweating.
Right?
Okay. These questions are making me sweat. Jeremy, was that the goal? No.
Turnabout is fair play, Dr. Terry.
Yeah, I know. No.
So the reason I asked, I was just having a little fun with this, because I knew, knowing that you're a blue, I could predict what was going on in your mind. Whenever I ask a blue how many friends you have, immediately you start to think, well, what do you mean? Do you mean like friends? Do you mean like acquaintances? Do you mean like close people? And you started to even stratify that, right? You started to tell us, oh, you know, I have a few, you know, few close friends, lots of acquaintances, et cetera. And
so
that's,
blues do that. Is that, and why is that?
Because intimacy means that they want to connect with people on a deep and meaningful level. And so they're very choosy about the people that they do allow to have that connection with them. But they do believe in treating people well and having relationships with people in general. But when you say, how many friends do you have? They tend to think through those depths, and blues go very, very deep. They're comfortable with emotions, and they want to experience all of them, all of the highs, all of the lows.
Wow. And that is fascinating, Jeremy. Also, because the main issue that I have being a radio host is sharing the deep, deep stuff. I can do it with my friends, my best friends, my family, but I differentiate. And it's been really interesting for me to learn not to do that, to just share whatever I'm thinking about emotionally. So that's a good observation about me and hopefully other blues as well.
Good. Well, I'm glad. And you know, with blues, we do talk with each of the personality styles. We also talk about emotional needs and wants and kind of what's there. And a tendency for blues, like you just mentioned, is that blues, they like to share. They like to reveal even their insecurities, because it's a way of promoting intimacy.
Right.
Whereas other people react differently. Like, for example, reds, they tend to hide those insecurities, because they perceive it as perhaps a weakness that could be exploited, and they don't want to let it out there.
Right.
So we have different reactions to different things, and knowing that about yourself, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't know many people that sit around wondering and pondering upon what their emotional needs and wants are. But we do that because we're kind of built that way, right?
Right. And also it helps you, right? Is what you're saying is that when you know your color, it can help you understand your partner, your friends, your family members.
If you want to build a relationship with somebody and you know what makes them tick and you know how they're going to, what's important to them, and you're willing to really do unto them as they would have you do unto them, as opposed to following the good old fashioned golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, what if you could do unto them as they would have you do unto them, right? If you can do that, if you could really speak their language, you can love them more effectively.
Right. Absolutely. Now I know you're a white, so we're going to continue with the white and the yellow. What is the white motivated by? You said peace. And what does that mean?
I'm actually a yellow. So
you're a yellow. Peace, I thought you said you were. Okay.
Peace is not my strong suit. I'll tell you that. But peace means more than just the absence of conflict for somebody with that white personality style. It really means that they want to stay calm even in the midst of chaos. It's about kind of an inner sense of harmony and tranquility. And so they work really hard to keep their emotions very level, and they tend to not get really excited about things. They tend not to get really depressed about things. They're very steady and very consistent day in and day out. And in fact, sometimes it's a little hard to read where they're at because they do keep things so balanced.
And so if you're in a relationship with a white, it would be very helpful to know this, because then if you do have a disagreement, they're going to act or think differently than you might if you were a blue, let's say. So that is very important to understand. Okay, yellow, motivated by fun.
Yeah, so yellows, motivated by fun. Fun is also a little bit misunderstood. It doesn't just mean endless games and frivolity. It doesn't mean that life is a constant party.
Like you're surfing all day, right? From morning to night.
But I do like to surf on my breaks, yes. But fun means that yellows love to live in the moment. They enjoy the process more than the results. So if a red and a yellow are in a relationship, like I'm a yellow, my wife is a red, and we go to dinner, she wants to talk about 2027. And I'm thinking, well, can't we just enjoy a nice evening, right? Because I'm living in the present and she's wanting to look forward into the future. But understanding that about each other really helps us connect those dots, right? And then my oldest daughter is a blue, and then I have a yellow daughter who's 11, a red son who's 8. First day of school today, by the way.
And then my 4-year-old. Well,
yeah, thank you. He's in third grade, so he'll be fine. And then my baby is 4, and she is probably red with secondary yellow, but she's very young, so it's a little bit harder to read at this point.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I love how you organized your family and then understanding how people may be different and then celebrating those differences. Now, knowing that you're a red, blue, white, or yellow, is it just that one color? Because you said a subcategory. So there's a blending of some other colors as well. We have a primary color and subcolors.
Correct. Most of the population, about 97% of the population, would have a secondary color. And so you will have another influence that adds some variety to who you are. And that's a great thing. It can be great. It can be detrimental. So the key is, if you're a blue like you and you have a red secondary, which I believe is your case.
I think that's my case. Yes. You looked into me.
I have to do my homework.
That was good. That was good. Yes.
But, you know, the red strengths would be just an extra bonus to who you are. So if you're a blue and you're focused, which is a red strength, or you're visionary or you're motivated, which are all red strengths, that's great. It's just like an extra, like I said, an extra bonus to who you are. It's the limitations that we struggle with. So it's very helpful to understand what some of your strengths are in your secondary color and also what your limitations are, so that you can be aware of those things. Because when the limitations come out, they tend to be extra difficult for people to deal with, because it doesn't seem congruent with who you naturally are.
Who you are. Now, we only have a few minutes left, Jeremy, but tell listeners where they can go to take the personality test. And do you get results like primary and secondary colors along with your limitations?
Yeah, thank you. So if anybody would like to take the color code assessment, you can go to www.colorcode.com. And it's the American spelling, right? It's colorcode.com. And you have the option to take the assessment and receive either the basic results, which are free, or you can upgrade to your comprehensive analysis, which is $39.95. In either case, you will receive your primary color, and you'll know whether you're red, blue, white, or yellow. But if you want to see the secondary color and get a more thorough explanation of all the results, that's what the comprehensive analysis would provide, along with those strengths and limitations. But anybody can do the free version and start to learn about their color code right away.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jeremy, for joining us. And I should tell listeners, as I said before, I took the personality test, the color code personality test. It is amazing. It's easy to follow. There aren't many questions. And it really gives you comprehensive results at the end and immediately as well. So thank you so much for joining us, Jeremy.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it was wonderful talking to you, and you asked me questions as well. I love that.
Let's do
and
it again
listeners,
sometime.
I would love it. And listeners, you can also follow the Color Code on Facebook at Color Code Fan and on Twitter at Color Code INTL. Again, that's Color Code INTL. So as always, thank you for listening. I really appreciate you listeners. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help your relationships be the best they can always be. My website, my personal website, is Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's simple and easy to understand. So until next time, listeners, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.